You're changing. You're acting differently every day. You're thinking new thoughts and you're feeling different, all in accordance to the new version of yourself. And then suddenly the old version of you approaches and says, g'day. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about what to do and things to be aware of when the old identity cries for help because it does not want you to leave it. So stick around. This is going to be a good one. Welcome back to the Uncaged podcast. It's Andy. This is episode 23, where we're going to be discussing what to do in those moments where the old identity cries for help and tries to seduce you back to the old life. And we ain't doing that. The previous episode, we talked about building the identity that can hold and handle your dreams. Now, to get straight into it, let's say you've been working hard. You're in the middle of the change. You're focused. You've been maintaining your awareness of the new version of yourself that we're seeking to become. You're acting different every day. You're focusing on new thoughts, bringing up better feelings, and programming the unconscious aspects of ourselves so that it is automatically feeling that way that we're trying to become, which is really good. And I just said a lot. But what I'm going to say to you right now is, in the middle of the change, when you are the closest to detaching from the old identity that includes all the programs and the habits, maybe negativity, whatever it is that has been perpetuated and filled with a lot of momentum behind it, which programmed its wiring super strong, it is not going to be happy with us getting closer to fully disconnecting it. So, in my experience, I found this is where the old program and identity throws its Hail Marys at us. And these are the ones we have to be most aware of. Otherwise, it is the one that it throws that's going to draw you back and make you have to repeat the cycle again. Let me tell you about a real world scenario that happened to me in the middle of my change. And I hope that this somehow helps you in yours. It's one thing to be focused on changing routines when you're in this change, which is the bigger version of the change. But where does it begin? It doesn't begin in the largest part of the routine. Just like any great creation in life that we experience with any invention, it didn't just start with the invention. It started with a thought, which drove actions and feelings. And then eventually it became something. So a real world scenario for me was beating the negative cycles of thinking in my mind. Feelings that felt depressing, negative, drove actions of impulse and anger and things like this. Like, they're the real nuts and bolts that build the foundation slowly as you go. Now, in the middle of change, when you're being drawn back and a Hail Mary from the old program gets thrown, it's most powerful at the last moment before it fully detaches. And like I said, when that happens, we have to stand our ground so strong because it will be its hardest hit that it can throw, because it knows you're about to change and this is where we want to be. And this is where we need to be so mentally strong, focused on the new version, and use our willpower, exercise it like a laser, saying, I know what you're doing. It's going to be screaming the most hectic nonsense in your brain. I remember it. It was like I was going crazy at one point. Like feelings like a yo-yo. I was up and down. Negative thoughts were coming in. I wasn't really focused on them. They were just popping in. Now remember, I had years of negativity. So breaking away from it is probably going to bundle that all up and throw a fastball at me, and I'm gonna cop it. Not this time though, because the more I held this idea, knowing its hardest hit is right before it separates from me and the old identity lets go, I got excited. I'm like, I'm driven more than ever to go further. How long is it gonna last for? Don't know. I'm already in the unknown. Let's just keep going. If I know that it's going to be hammering me with these things and I'm going to be still in those moments where it throws those constant impulses of challenge at me, I'm going to still be working on rehearsing the feelings I do want to feel and the thoughts I do want to think and the actions every day that make me get closer to the new version of me I want to be. That way, I'm not getting sucked into the seduction of the old, attractive, familiar, known self and old programs and identity. But we have to stay strong because the old identity will not quit and die quietly. It will manipulate. It will deceive. It will trick you and pretend to care. It has a whole bag of tricks that it will do to keep you perpetuating itself because that's what it must do to stay alive, keep you focused on it. Kind of like scrolling on our phone. It's constantly feeding you what you want to see so you keep at it. Exact same aspect. The old program is going to give you constant things and desires, good feelings when you're down, to drag you back in and perpetuate itself. However, like I said, when I was beating even just the negative thoughts, it was hounding me when I was about to separate that habit of its perpetuation of constantly giving me negative thoughts. I was focused on the positive. I was focused on what drove me with inspiration and made me excited for the future every day. That's all I want for you. Now, I've ranted heaps, and yes, I've gone this deep into my own change. Why? Because it took me 2 years to change. Now, if I knew what I'm telling you in these videos sooner, I would have changed in half the time, maybe quarter of the time. So if you're about or in the middle of making change and it just seems to be getting stuck in a plateau, utilize this information and give it a shot because it is what took things over the edge for me and finally solidified the breaking away from the old self and giving me that door to open to the new self. Now, some tools. Here's two questions to ask yourself in the middle of when the Hail Mary gets thrown at you. Is this thought from the version of me I'm becoming or the version I'm outgrowing? The next question is, what would the upgraded me do right now in this moment? Because remember, it's not about motivation. It's about not letting the old programs write your present story. You write it consciously in alignment with the new version of you. So remember, you do not fight the old self when it does this with aggression and act out. Because I've tried it and it doesn't work, I promise. So don't you try it either. Unless you have to, but I do not recommend it. You do not fight the old self with aggression. You respond to it with clarity by reflecting with questions like I've just given you. When you do this reflection in those moments when the feeling is its highest and you're on the verge of caving back to the old, those questions can be enough to focus you back to the new version. Because you'll be able to answer those questions yourself, knowing it. And then if you cave in that moment, even when you know it isn't the right choice to choose and cave to, or to perpetuate that old program, then we've got to work on that discipline. We've got to focus harder. You don't want to relearn a lesson over and over and over again when you know it is not beneficial for you. And that's also something else that I've said in previous episodes. The only reason why we constantly choose something that we know is not right for us, in some way, we believe it serves us. We might need to figure out through self-reflection what that is. Now, I hope that what I've said today kind of lingers and you digest it over the next couple of days. But most importantly, if you have to, revisit this video because I have given you a lot of detail on a deeper level here. Not just about the setup, but this is in the middle where the program is going to be trying its hardest to stop you. So I've got a challenge for you this week. So listen up. This week, I want you to catch the old program. Catch it one time when the old story shows up. Pause, call it out and ask the question and choose the new response. And that's how it starts and what we have to stack on top of constantly. And it'll strengthen your will more and more and more the more you do this. And I'm just going to give you a reminder as well as we go. You're not broken in any way. You're just being tested not by the world, but by the version of you that does not want to be left behind. So, thank you for listening. If you've been following along once again, I appreciate it. And I hope you're learning heaps, applying the work, and changing, getting closer to the life you want to live. Remember, the bigger our vision gets, the louder the old program's going to scream. And this is okay. We're focused on the new. It can scream all at once. But the further we get away from it, and the more we get closer to the new version, it's going to turn to a whisper and eventually teeter out into nothing because we are done with that old program and version. We'll be focused on the horizon, and that is where we're going. And lastly, if you find value from this episode or any of the previous ones, please share it with someone who you know it will benefit, and I'll greatly appreciate it. So thank you for listening. Episode 23. I'll see you on the next one.